fall of Kobani was inevitable, and it seems as if the Kurdish forces are again being played as they were when the U.S. security apparatus encouraged them to mobilize in opposition to Saddam Hussein back in 1991, only to leave them posted after Washington made a political decision not to provide material support they needed. The U.S. has been encouraging the Kurds to fight President Assad since 2011, and more recently to take the fight to ISIS. But it's difficult to see an outcome which does not involve them paying a very heavy price. It's tragic to see this unfold, but of course it should never, and indeed need never, have come to this. ISIS need never have been allowed to develop into the threat it has, and no doubt would not have gotten this far if the threat posed by them was not essential to stampeding public opinion in support of war. In response to the Kobani crisis, President Erdogan said very recently, "The problem of ISIS cannot be solved via air bombardment. Right now, Kobani is about to fall." The Turkish president said before that that he had warned the West that he wanted three things: a no-fly zone, a secure zone parallel to that, and the training of moderate Syrian rebels. From the Kurdish side, a senior Kurdish intelligence official named Ruz Bajab, who works with the Kurdish regional government in Iraq, recently said that a terrible slaughter is coming if they take the city. And it's expected that there would be 5,000 dead within 24 to 36 hours, or even worse. Now, the problem is, unfortunately, given the Kurds' urgent desire for U.S. arms and boots on the ground, to say nothing of the desire by hawks in the U.S. to become more involved, and the desire of Turkey and the KSA for the U.S. to become more involved, all of this must be taken with a grain of salt. In any case, as dire as the situation may be, it's difficult to understand how the current U.S. strategy of military intervention can achieve anything other than more destruction. As for President Erdogan's newfound enthusiasm for the Kurdish cause, it simply doesn't ring true when we consider the longstanding position of Turkey on Kurdish independence. Certainly the dire situation now unfolding requires Erdogan to respond to allegations that Turkey obstructed the flow of Syrian refugees from the needed area into Turkey. Now, conventional military wisdom since Vietnam recognizes that the battle against ISIS cannot be won with airstrikes. But it's also clear that the political moves underway in favor of war, in favor of military intervention, are less concerned with ISIS than with advancing the project to balkanize Syria and Iraq while toppling President Assad in the process. The Kurdish command itself is saying that airstrikes cannot do the job. Yet when we consider what the U.S. and its regional allies are aiming for, it becomes clear the agenda is far less about stopping ISIS than advancing the larger U.S. regional agenda on the back of the ISIS threat. Erdogan's repeated calls for a no-fly zone make no sense. ISIS hasn't suddenly sprouted wings. The only purpose that can be served by a no-fly zone is to attack the Syrian government and to justify bombing Syria's airports, radar installations, and other infrastructure relied on by the Syrian military to fight al-Nusra and ISIS. The dire situation in Kobani only goes to underscore just how futile and ineffective the U.S. strategy of combating ISIS is. Even ISIS itself has mocked the effort. If the U.S. strategy cannot stop a mere 9,000 insurgents in a concentrated area in and around Kobani, then it's already proved itself to be ill-conceived and a failure. The sad reality is that ISIS is a regional problem which can only be solved by regional powers with a direct stake in a solution. The U.S. and its Atlantic world allies, if they are at all serious about containing the threat, can only help by supporting Syria, Iraq, and Iran to deal with the issue while applying all possible pressure on the KSA, Qatar, Turkey, and Kuwait to stop inflaming the problem by supporting the insurgency that was initially promoted by the United States with a green light, by those countries with a green light from the United States security apparatus.